This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-453. Huge news for those of you just tuning in today. Big surprise. Big shock. Especially for those of us here in the studio. I didn't see this coming. Neither did you.
Never thought it would happen.
It's Chris and Ian here in the studio tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on the commutation of the sentence of Chelsea Manning, the leaker, the whistleblower from like 5 or 6 years, actually 7 years ago. She's been in prison for 7 years. So, yeah, back around 2010, she leaked out some information that, you know, didn't make the military look very good. And so, of course, they came after her and got their conviction. Ultimately, she attempted suicide a couple of times within the last year. Obviously, despondent over being in a prison cell for what was a 35-year sentence. And now Barack Obama, the very same president who presided over Chelsea being thrown into that prison cell, has decided to commute her sentence. She's got 120 days left. As of today, 4 months. So she'll be released on May 17th. And actually, Daryl's in the other room. He had come in and asked us, you know, have we seen anything yet about whether or not Trump would be able to somehow reverse this decision in 3 days once he gets into office. And after looking around a little bit, there was another story here that said that some organization that deals with prison issues at the federal level says it would be very difficult for Trump to do that. So I don't expect that we're going to see that happen. Hopefully it's going to be good news from here out with Chelsea. But of course, you know, she's still in a pretty undesirable place. There's actually a really detailed story from the New York Times entitled Chelsea Manning Describes Bleak Life in a Men's Prison. We can get into some of that here. If you want to know what it's like on the inside of Fort Leavenworth, well, we can give you a taste of that. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
I can't pass up the temptation to call you Minister Ian. I don't know what that means, nor do I know what the Witless Kid is all about, but at one time he actually did have some productive comments that one could actually consider as contributing to a conversation.
So you're referring to our angry caller from last hour,
James or Michael. He calls in. He's all crazy mad for the past 6 months or year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what started it. I probably shouldn't comment because he seems to go after people who even mention his name. But I don't know what happened between you all and him. But boy, he's like a mad dog, isn't he?
He's just an angry man who holds a grudge.
He goes after people for association. Me being here would be enough for him to go after me.
You're a bad man.
Yeah,
well, somebody commented one time that they were concerned, and I would second that motion. I mean, he seems to be, you know, just really on the edge. Like, one day he might hop a bus or grab a car and come up to visit you.
Well, Daryl's actually going down to Arizona in a couple days.
I would make a police report just to have it on record.
Yeah,
in case he
I don't care, man. I mean, Mark Edge has done that. Mark has actually received some what appear to be threats from James.
I've heard him threaten criminally on the air. There's a difference between certain words and other words, and he's crossed the line, I think, on two occasions. I made a note of it.
At least, yeah. And then he's also, that's just what you've heard on air. He also sends text messages to us on Skype that Mark has been copying many of those and has been putting them up on a website or a Facebook page called Things James Wittekind Says, to catalog that. But he contacted the police, and basically the cops played pass the buck, so there's not really going to be anything happening there.
Well, at least it's on record. Okay.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What I wanted to talk about, and I'll weave this right into Chelsea Manning.
Sure.
What we were talking about last night, I heard on your news report during the break that certain groups are not going to be performing at the inaugural event. Now, would you agree that the state should force them to entertain?
Huh? No. What are you talking about? Yeah, are you talking about the guy who was going to perform at the inauguration and then bailed out because of death threats against him?
Are these bands we're talking about, like music?
There's like an opera singer, I know that much.
Entertainers,
but,
yeah. Well, okay. I was using that basically as a question just to prime what I'm going to get into.
Okay.
I, of course, agree with you. The state absolutely should not force them to.
Now,
if I can juxtapose that and get your thoughts on what we talked about last night with the female who wanted to ski with the group sporting event club or whatever it was who held these contests. Now, you had said after I hung up with your final comment to Melanie, I think her name was, that she should be able to with them, they should be forced to take her. Now,
no, I didn't say anyone should be forced.
I thought you said she should be allowed to do it and do it topless. I thought that was you. Maybe it was someone else there commenting.
No. Okay, so for listeners just tuning in, there's a like championship skier, female skier, who would like to compete in a male competition, and the Institution of Ski Federation or whatever they're called, this international ski federation, they are saying no, hey, this is the way it is. It's men over here, it's women over there. No. And that's basically the issue. What I said was that they should allow it, that not that they should be forced to do it. I thought it would be a good idea just from a publicity standpoint. I mean, skiing's a pretty boring thing. Maybe some more people would tune in if the announcement was made, hey, this is going to be a, mixed gender ski event
whatever. Agree. I thought you guys were advocating that they should be forced to allow all comers.
No, of course not.
Regardless. Okay. Well,
No. We're libertarians, dude. We don't advocate for the initiation of force.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Now,
if you want to hear about what I had to say about Chelsea Manning and my experience with solitary confinement and the whole ridiculous nature, the hypocritical nature of what the government is saying and doing, you can hold me over.
Hold on. And by the way, the joke about topless was, just because you had called in about we were talking about, what was it? I guess the nipple thing. We were talking about,
right.
Yeah, we were talking about Instagram, and there's a genderless nipples account where there's somebody who's posting close-up shots of areola, so you can't tell whether or not the areola has come from a male breast or a female breast.
Well, in Maryland, the areola is okay because of breastfeeding, but you cannot show the underside of the breast because it has no biological function, and it can serve as a sexual turn on to men and women, and they define.
Well, so can a flat chested man. I mean, that can be a sexual turn on too.
And that's where we've gone awry.
So you were accusing me of being a bad example or something like that.
No, that's a discussion for another time. I was talking about the whole issue of seeking a society free of aggression. But like I said, that's another argument.
Fair enough. I was just explaining. You brought up, that I was joking about her going topless as she was skiing, and that was just a joke.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, what was the other thing you wanted to cover? Go ahead.
Chelsea, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Number one, a solitary confinement is torture.
Yes.
I'm a dropout from once wanting to become a psychiatrist. And so I have a little experience in this area. And when I went into my other career, I was arrested. When I became a detective and started arresting government officials, eventually they came after us, and I've done some jail time. I've never been convicted.
Wow.
I've never been convicted, by the way. But they will come after you. That's how corrupt this government is. And I had my people fudge the paperwork so I could go into general population because I knew where I would end up, which is solitary confinement, if they knew what I did for a living. So for, I'd say, about a month, I was doing fine in general population. I can get along with anyone.
Sure.
Well, they eventually figured out there was something wrong with the paperwork. So what did they do with me until they could figure it out? They put me in solitary confinement.
All right, I want you to continue. If you want to tell us more, stand by, Tom. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We'll find out more about Tom in prison. This is a former cop. That's part of his story I didn't know about. So we'll get into that deeper here, and you can share your thoughts as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to weigh in on Chelsea Manning and the commutation that is coming down from Obama. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, the big news of the day is that Chelsea Manning is having her sentence commuted. Barack Obama did something right and deserves some kudos for it. So kudos, Barack Obama. I hope he can do a few other right things in the next 3 days. He's also commuted over 200 other people's sentences as of today, just from today. He's commuted more beyond that as well. He also pardoned more than 60 people today as well. So that's some good news toward the end of what wasn't really a very good presidency. But then again, none of them were good in my lifetime. And I suspect in previous generations as well. So there's more here to talk about with the Chelsea Manning commutation, and we can get back into that coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, hosting your website. Wait, you don't have one yet? Well, here's a perfect chance to get one, whether it's for your business or you just want to start up a blog. It's super easy to do with HostGator. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating and the fact that you're going to get 50% off. That's 50% off by using this URL. You go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get that special offer for Free Talk Live listeners of 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. As we go back to Tom in Baltimore, you were commenting on solitary confinement. You describe it as torture, which is what I described it as earlier tonight. And, Tom, you've had some personal experience with it. You were saying you went to jail. You were a detective with the police and in a past portion of your life, and apparently part of your job was to investigate the government. You came after some of those government people, and then they came after you, and you ended up in jail. Go ahead with your story.
Indeed. Just so people know, I was never convicted. And by the way, I'm not alone in that regard. There are plenty of people, millions and millions, imprisoned who have never been convicted of anything. They are simply awaiting trial.
That's true.
And they have a tendency, especially if they have a beef with you, to extend that period of time by doing little things with the paperwork and having judges do criminal things, like forgetting to put property as something that can be put up for bail or giving you an excessive amount for bail. I remember going to a hearing, and I had, I think it was over $1 million bail, and there were some fellows in the prisoner van complaining. The one guy said, "I can't believe they gave me a $50,000 bail. All I did was hold up 2 7-Elevens, and the gun wasn't even loaded, and nobody died this time." He was mad about $50,000 for doing 2 armed robberies. Here I was, a police detective, going after the government, and I had over $1 million bail. So, yeah,
wow.
The system is a mess. And yes, solitary confinement. And again, I'm glad that Chelsea is getting out. I think it's important that we understand that this government, and this is why I'm talking about this in particular, mm-hmm. is very corrupt through and through. That's not to say everyone in every agency is corrupt, but you can look at any government agency and have a pretty good idea that at least half are good guys and half are bad guys. The problem is the bad guys are very committed to doing what they do. It's in their nature. The good guys, a lot of them don't come onto the field of battle to do the good work and just kind of mill along in the cracks and crevices to get their paycheck.
They want to get the pension.
Right. Yep. But if
so, let's get back to your story, though. I mean, I felt like you were going to tell us about going to solitary.
Okay, I'll get right back to that. I ended up being confronted after about a month by several prison folks who do, they kind of like detective work. They call it classification, and mm-hmm. and they look at people and try to see, are they in gangs? Where should they be? And
right, where do we want to hold this person? Do we want to put them in a lower security area or lock them up tight?
apparently something was noticed, and I was rather surprised that they were that thorough, that something was erased on some of my paperwork. Like I said, I had my people fix it, and they apparently had to do something quickly, and they could tell that something was wrong, and they got suspicious that I was there to investigate them. They suspected I was from some government agency, and they were accusing me, are you from the federal government, are you from the state? You're a detective. You're an investigator, aren't you? And I finally, just for, you know, kicks, I looked at him and I said, are you kidding me? And I used some choice language. I said, look at me. Do I look like a government official? I'm in an orange clown jumpsuit with orange flip-flops. I'm a GD prisoner. For God's sake, I'm a prisoner. I'm a criminal, apparently. And so they got frustrated. They left. Well, about a week later, they came and took me out of there because they just couldn't figure it out. But they decided, till we figure it out, we're going to put this guy into solitary confinement.
So you spent a week in solitary.
Yeah, and again, it's a standard
23-hour lockdown, 1 hour out?
Half hour out.
Half hour.
It's a standard psychiatric concept that if you put people in isolation and solitary, they will go insane. It's just a matter of what condition they were in when they went into solitary and how long they're kept there. But that, again, that's an accepted, there's an argument about that concept in psychiatry.
Right.
So I found, to my surprise, that I was kind of crawling the walls after about 6 hours. And then someone came.
That's how long it took you to go to kind of break down?
Well, no, I just felt very much enclosed. They say, I read in one of my psychiatry books that putting an individual into solitary confinement, especially someone who already has a lot of stress, and what prisoner doesn't, is like putting an asthmatic in a low oxygen room that's very small. So that's a good example. But someone eventually, the tier runner, came to my cell door and said, listen, you've been kicking this door for like 12 hours. People were complaining everywhere. I didn't realize it was 12 hours. I was just, I had my back to the door and I was just, you know, kicking it with the back of my foot because I wanted to talk to someone because I wanted to use the telephone. I didn't realize 12 hours had gone by. And he said, you know, listen, I'll give you some extra food if you'll stop because you seem like you're an okay guy, and they're going to come and take you to the naked room if you don't stop. What is the naked room? So I found out just how horrible things can get in there. And, of course, I didn't want to go to the naked room and find out exactly what happens in there. And I stopped kicking. But my point is this. Poor Chelsea, I can't imagine what the guy with all those problems anyway was going through. And all he did was show us, the American people,
the
criminality of our own government.
Thanks, Tom. Great call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I bet the naked room at a prison is not a fun naked room.
Cold.
Yeah, more coming up.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. Then more about formerly known as Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, 7 years in prison. Going to be commuted, the sentence commuted today by Barack Obama, which was a huge surprise, I think, to a lot of people, especially given the fact that Obama and his administration presided over the imprisoning of this person in the first place. So, hey, it's great news. Really happy to see this. It's going to be 4 months, however, until she's released. So she's still going to be in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas until that time, presumably. We'll keep you informed as we learn more, but there's more to the story. We'll share that with you. Plus, what about Julian Assange? Daryl reminded us that he apparently had made a promise that he would turn himself over to the United States if the United States were to give Chelsea Manning clemency. Now, you had said, I think, that it was only if they would pardon.
My understanding was the words he used was pardon. So the commute would not count technically.
So I'm not sure. You know, is clemency, is that only a pardon or is that also a commutation? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But my understanding is commute. He used the word pardon. They're different. And one is where the person is said that basically a pardon says you're not guilty, I believe. And the commute is saying conviction. You were guilty, but we're going to let you out early.
Yep. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and then we can talk more about what's going on with Chelsea Manning and what are the conditions there like. And we already talked about how being held in solitary confinement is torture, but there's actually a piece by the New York Times about Chelsea Manning describing what life is like in prison. Let's go first, though, to Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the LRN.FM app on your smartphone. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, something I wanted to bring up is I can't believe how upset so many people are about Chelsea Manning being commuted.
Where are you hearing the upset?
Online, on Facebook, pretty much every comment I see, like on the local news, where the local news, I have that, and I look at the comments just to see what people think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people are pissed at Obama over this. They think that, you know, a lot of these people are people that support, like, you know, friends on my friends list, you know, people that support both Trump or Obama. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
What are they saying? What are some of the comments? I mean, what is the gist of why they're mad about this?
Obama's a terrible president. Why did he have to do this just before he left office? You know, Chelsea Manning deserved all of it, that type
wow.
of thing.
That's so cool.
Manning is a danger to our country and put us all out in harm's way.
That doesn't surprise me, but at the same time, I'm not hearing these. You're outside of my circle as far as that stuff I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's just mostly what I'm seeing, you know, just based on the local Facebook news thing where I'm looking at the comments. Now, when I get the update, like on, you know, some of the Liberty ones, I'm, of course, seeing a lot more positive, which is how I feel. I don't feel like, Chelsea Manning did anything wrong, just like I don't feel like...
No, she was a hero.
Did anything wrong.
Yeah, she did. Not only did she not do anything wrong, she did something right by revealing
right.
the truth about what the U.S. military was doing in Afghanistan and Iraq. Thanks to her for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, what I've seen in the tech circles is definitely, you know, she shouldn't even be in there. And obviously the Liberty side is similar.
Our phones have been open all night, and none of these cowardly commenters have bothered to call in and actually have their voices heard. But of course, you know, you shouldn't be surprised about the comments on the internet. I mean, this is where the nastiest people are going to leave the nastiest comments because they can hide behind the anonymity of their computer screen. Now, it certainly, you know, it does indicate how people truly feel, or some of these people truly feel, and while that's disgusting, unfortunately, we do live in a statist society. We live in a place where we're surrounded by people who love the government. And anything that is, you know, a threat or what they perceive as a threat to the status quo, they will lash out against it. And that's one of the reasons why many of us are moving here to New Hampshire, why libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists from across the globe and across the United States are converging in this one place, because we realize how outnumbered we are. We realize how the odds are firmly against us. And as long as people continue to believe in the state, as long as they believe that it's okay to control their neighbors, then you're still going to see these just rabid, nasty people on comment sections for the rest of our experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, I'll be there in New Hampshire soon enough, guys.
Hey, Dodger, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, Chris, you've been here for not quite a year, but getting closer.
Almost March. It's definitely been the best decision of my life.
Right choice. The right choice.
Absolutely. There's no place I'd rather be. It's
cold here, though.
It is, but, you know, most of the time you're inside anyway. And
that's true.
It hasn't really been that bad.
I was inside most of the time in Florida, and it was hot there.
Yeah, it's, you know, every place has got, you know, it's got its issues, and honestly, like, it's really, I don't know, maybe a month or two out of the year at the most where it's unbelievably cold, and most of that's probably in the early mornings, and, you know,
today it warmed up, it was in the 40s during the day, and it was like, wow.
Yeah,
really nice.
I think people tend to exaggerate as far as, you know, how terrible it is.
It's all relative. I mean, I remember being in. Look, I get cold easy. I don't like being cold. But I remember in Florida bundling up when it was 65 degrees out. Here it's like, you know, it gets down into the negatives sometimes during the coldest winter months, and then when it warms up to 30 or 40, it's like, you know, you're breaking a sweat almost. Not quite, but It's a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's I'm also like kind of like I can't stand. I have 70 degrees. That's what my house is set at. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can't like air conditioning.
Yep.
That's I want it, you know, I want that perfect temperature year round. And I've got it pretty much inside, but it's yeah, I don't know. It definitely doesn't seem to be that I only moved from New Jersey, so it's not that different as far as the weather. It's a little bit colder, but not that much colder.
And a lot freer. New yeah. Jersey, oh, number yeah. 48, 47. Bro, where yeah. is it out on the 50s?
Oh man, I don't know exactly, but it's definitely there, it's one of the worst of the states. Yeah, and it's actually interesting. What some of the things in New Jersey that actually are better than New Hampshire, but that's what kind of makes it funny because it's like, well, it's freer up here. But mm-hmm. there's still work that needs to be done. But that's why it's so great to be around other people who believe in freedom and believe in liberty and want to do the same things I do, because now there's actually there's encouragement, there's that excitement, there's the we can do this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I never would have done any of this stuff in New Jersey because it was a hopeless battle.
I can't. Yeah, I wouldn't have either. I mean, I did some libertarian activism in Florida, but it was, you know, a lot of work for a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, I did activism, but yeah. It was definitely not the same kind of activism.
Right.
It's, you know, there's a lot we can change at the state level, and you know, you're not gonna be able to do much, you know, at the state level if everybody, even in New Hampshire, it's an uphill battle.
Oh yeah, we got our work cut out for us here. Yeah, no doubt about that. But but we do have a chance here.
There's a chance,
and that's because of that synergy, that you know, people gathering together and making an impact together, and that's what's happening. We had a good group of folks go from Keene today, where we live, up to Concord. You know, hour long drive to get there, and we stayed there the whole day and testified on various different issues at the state house, which, you know, I never would have done that in Florida. I couldn't have done it in Florida. It was a 4-hour drive.
I wouldn't even have known how to do it in New Jersey. Like, I mean, that's the great thing. It's like, even if you don't know how to do activism, you can come and learn. Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff I had never done before I'd come here. I mean, I've helped with jury nullification outreach.
Yeah, you did some civil disobedience.
Yeah, a little bit of civil disobedience. And, the courthouse, we went and we did some videoing.
In your first year.
I've only been here a year.
All right, so you can check out more about what's happening here in New Hampshire. I would recommend the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great hour-long documentary film. Did you ever watch that before you moved here?
Yeah, I don't know if it was before I moved here, but I definitely watched it.
101reasonsfilm.com. It's free to watch online, so check that out. We'll continue. More Free Talk Live coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
We can talk more about Chelsea Manning and the commutation of her sentence. Huge news. Really a shocker. Great news as well. Really happy to hear this. But apparently some people aren't. Our last caller was talking about some of the comment sections on some of the Facebook posts about this. Or news articles where people are upset. They wanted to keep this innocent person, somebody who's never harmed another human being, they wanted to keep this person in prison apparently for 35 years, and she's going to get out after 7 years, so basically going to get time served or commuted down to, she's going to be released in May. So we can talk more about that coming up here. Let's go, though, to your calls and thoughts. First, it's Andy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
I called in a couple weeks or so ago, and I was talking about libertarian takeover strategies.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that call.
Vaguely.
Okay. Sorry. Well, anyway, you had said something that kind of made me think of that when you were talking about the situation with Chelsea Manning getting pardoned and the people coming online making a bunch of nasty comments. And, you know, there are a lot of paid government internet trolls online also. So regardless of that, you made the statement about, you know, there's just a lot of people out there in this country and this world who just don't believe in liberty. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's an argument for people coming to New Hampshire and joining the Free State Project.
Yes. Well, and, I mean, I didn't argue for joining the Free State Project. I mean, at this point, they've reached their goal of 20,000 signers.
Well, coming to New Hampshire.
Yeah, just, you know, you can, if you want to join something, they're still there if you want to join them. There's also the Shire Society. Yeah.
There's groups. There's groups all across New Hampshire. So no matter what city you move to, you're going to be able to partake with others not necessarily part of the Free State Project.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's the general concept. And, you know, I've put a lot of thought into this for a number of years. And, you know, the last time I called in, I had brought up the Liberstad project in Norway where they're trying to build a private libertarian city. And, you know, I kind of think that may be the best option for libertarians.
Well, there's a lot of different things out there. Different people are looking for different ideas. I mean, so there's the Liberstad, which is basically, you know, they've got some woods that they're going to be trying to build something in. There's Liberland, which is between Croatia and Serbia, which is basically a swampland with woods that they're going to try to build something there as soon as the Croatian government stops arresting them. And then there's also seasteading, where they want to build like a platform, or there's the group, like a platform out in the ocean that can be kind of moved around, and then there's also people who want to get like an old cruise ship and build a community there on the high seas. So I mean, there's a bunch of different options out there for folks. I don't know if I agree with you that Liberstad is the best option, but certainly you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion about what they think is the best. I mean, to me, the best option is to go where thousands of libertarians are already and are already having success. We've got, you know, about 18
plus. I wasn't talking about Liberstad per se. I was talking about the concept. I wasn't talking about, you know,
the concept
going to Norway
of what building a city in the woods.
Concept of libertarians in New Hampshire, for that matter.
Oh, you're talking about the concept of concentrating activism in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words,
yeah, that's obviously the best option.
The buying up land and then, you know, have whatever, apartments, houses, tiny houses, trailers, or some combination thereof, where libertarians can have property. And
there's been a lot of talk about that.
To libertarians.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that over the years, and not a whole lot of action. Unfortunately, a lot of libertarians don't seem to have the money to invest.
I think this is one thing that the Free State Project got right. They concentrated on a state, on a region that is got jobs, it's got wealth, it's got resources. And if you try and concentrate in a single city, you're going to have issues of, oh, well, a good percentage of the people are tech-oriented people who are very liberty-minded. So now you have competition for jobs that may not really pan out as well.
Right.
Or,
we couldn't have moved everyone to Keene.
I understand that, but I mean, New Hampshire is a geographically small state.
Some people, but it's much larger than Liberland. It's much larger than Liberstad. I mean, we're talking about.
I understand that. But I mean, what if you could find some area where you're kind of within reasonable commuting distance of some of the larger cities, so if people have
It's a fine idea.
If somebody
wants to try this, I think the best place to do it is in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Buy a big old plot of land and then start subdividing it and have libertarians move on to
it. The first thing we need to do is concentrate in an area. It doesn't matter if we're all in the same city, because, you know, once you have enough people here, those types of projects become feasible. But if you don't, if you're too spread out, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Well, which is why I'm a critic of these projects like Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and now there's the Texas Freedom Grounds, where you basically have people who have picked a city or pick this plot of land like you're talking about in a state where, you know, there's no other allies anywhere else. It's just like, okay, we're all going to move on this plot of land way over here in Texas where there's, you know, however many, 20 million, 26 million or something like that people living in that state. It's a humongous state. And then what, do they think the government's just going to leave them alone? I mean, at some point, the government's going to come and say, we want our property taxes.
Yeah, that's why I get into, you know, what I brought up the last time I called in, and that was getting a critical mass in a low population county where you can elect the sheriff and then start deputizing libertarians.
Yeah,
and
it's not
going to
work.
Sheriff's department.
I don't necessarily think it couldn't work.
The state will crush you if you try.
Well, no, okay. So if you're talking about Texas for sure, but
living there and that have property there, what are they going to do?
They will crush any kind of uprising that somebody has there.
I'm just saying, like, you know, what you're doing inside the private city, and I understand, yeah, if people are selling drugs or something, they might try to raid, you know, the private city or something like that. But I'm just saying,
are you going to pay property taxes? Because if you don't, they're going to try to take you out of your house.
You'd have to pay property taxes.
Neighbors? I've got libertarian neighbors. I live here in New Hampshire.
But you could have a lot more libertarian neighbors. I mean, what if everybody in your neighborhood was a libertarian?
Well, that's going to happen eventually as we move more people to New Hampshire.
This is an issue of difficulty, and once you have more people in a region, maybe some of them would like to form a city where we don't have property tax. I mean, that might be possible, but you're not going to get that in Texas. You got to move to a place that's already more liberty-friendly.
New Hampshire could be great for that, since you all already have a movement and you've already got some organization in place.
Right.
So that's fantastic. Now, the thing is, though, I mean, New Hampshire's got 1.3 million people, and you bring 20,000 libertarians to the state. That's still a pretty small minority.
It is.
And, I've done a lot of traveling around the country. I've been to a lot of states, and even states that were considered to be, high on the freedom index, like Wyoming. I ran into a lot of big government people. There's big government people everywhere, and I imagine, from what I've heard, there's a lot of big government people in New Hampshire too.
Of course.
Oh yeah, there's big government people everywhere.
I think that really the best way, and I understand this is easier said than done and everything, but if libertarians want to, find freedom in our lifetime, would be for kind of a, what I would maybe label as a libertarian separatist movement. And
where do you want to go?
Well, possibly New Hampshire, and possibly building a private city in New Hampshire. And
then you should do that.
I kind of came up. Well, obviously, if I was really rich, I would.
See, that's the problem. We're right back around to where we started here, Andy. I mean, you're expecting other people to pony up money to fund this idea?
No. Well, I'm just kind of putting ideas out there and hoping to.
Let me tell you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. We'll look forward when you get here and you can try to round up some cash, because I can tell you this: we've heard this a million times, and there's always somebody who's got this great idea of, all right, let's get a libertarian enclave going, but they don't have any money. So, until the people who are excited by that, who have money, you got nothing. You just got an idea. And I'm not saying don't do it, but, nobody's going to be ringing up my phone, after the show saying, hey, I got $5 million. Let's do Andy's plan. That's just not going to happen. I'd love for that to happen. But, the other thing that he talked about was just take over a county or whatever. And look, the wrong way to go about this is some sort of hostile takeover. Some of the activists tried that in Grafton years ago, and there was tremendous pushback against it. It's one of the small towns here in New Hampshire. You're going to have to persuade people to come on board with these ideas. If you go to some county in Texas and you move a bunch of libertarians there, okay, fine. You've taken over a county in Texas, if you could even do that. And what is that really going to accomplish for you? First of all, I don't think you're going to be able to do that, because you've already pointed out there's only a certain amount of people who can move to the middle of nowhere and thrive, because they can work remotely. More coming up. Hour 3's on
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.